Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Read by Alfred Molina. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Everything was in confusion in the Oblonsky's house. The wife had discovered that the husband was carrying on an intrigue with a French girl who had been a governess in their family, and she had announced to her husband that she could not go on living in the same house with him. This position of affairs had now lasted 3 days, and not only the husband and wife themselves, but all the members of their family and household were painfully conscious of it. Every person in the house felt that there was no sense in their living together, and that the stray people brought together by chance in any inn had more in common with one another than they. Prince Stepan Arkadyevich Oblonsky, Steva, as he was called in the fashionable world, was incapable of deceiving himself and persuading himself that he repented of his conduct. He could not at this date repent of the fact that he, a handsome, susceptible man of 34, was not in love with his wife, the mother of 5 living and 2 dead children, and only a year younger than himself. All he repented of was that he had not succeeded better in hiding it from his wife. But he felt all the difficulty of his position, and was sorry for his wife Dolly, his children, and himself. "Oh, it's awful. Oh dear, awful," Oblonsky kept repeating to himself, and he could think of nothing to be done. And how well things were going up until now! How well we got on! I never interfered with her in anything. I let her manage the children and the house just as she liked. It's true.